Hey guys, Rick and Duke. Welcome to another episode of Warhog Words of Wisdom. So if you guys are asking who is this Duco character, so Duco was my retired military working dog that I lost 5 July 2021. It's been brought to my attention. I've been saying 2001, but it's actually no, I lost him July 5th, 2021 to osteosarcoma. So we started the show. We're going to end it. Or keep going with it, however you want to look at it. So just appreciate your support. Appreciate you guys letting me know. Thank you again, guys, for giving me your most precious commodity, your time to tune in, to listen to kind of my words of wisdom. Don't forget, if you like what you're hearing, please leave us a rating, review, subscribe to whatever platform you're listening on. And don't forget, you want early access training tips, Zoom call with me and Mark, check out patreon.com/onTheRange podcast. And as always, make sure you guys go to warhog.com. Check out our upcoming class schedule, all of our industry partners, all the coupon codes, all the other good stuff. And just navigate and learn a little bit more about Duco on warhog.com as well. So jumping right into this episode of Words of Wisdom, you know, we've been kind of on the whole starting a small business. And the next thing I want to get on or talk about is, do I need a website? You know, that's going to be a question you personally have to ask yourself. What is your business? Are you providing a service? Are you providing a product? I'd say product, absolutely yes. Am I looking to do e-commerce? Am I looking to have people actually sign up for a class? What am I exactly looking to do with the website? Now, I'll give you kind of Rick's two cents and my words of wisdom or experiences dealing with websites. So when I first got, you know, Warhog going, we knew we had to get a website, but I wasn't super savvy and didn't do my research as far as what a whole website, what I'm trying to accomplish with that website. So really it was just, hey, kind of get the name out there. Here's some pictures, you know, a little bit about, and it was just a landing page, but gave people no other options from there. Did I do my best research and go, hey, am I looking at these different web providers? Didn't even really know what they were, right? So I'll tell you straight up, I fall into the trap. I went first with GoDaddy, seen the ads, cool, you know, get your domain name, get your website. But then when I started digging, and started figuring out, hey, I need to do e-commerce, man, the charges just add on. So we opted to switch out of that. We went to another web provider, thought that was kind of the way we were going. But again, it was just nickel and dime, poor customer service, need support. Oh, you're not paying the extra money, yada, yada, yada. I'll tell you guys straight up. We ended up finally going with Wix. The nice thing I like with them was, you know, very easy, pretty much 24/7 customer service. I'm actually talking to somebody. Does it mean it's been flawless? Nope. We've had our issues, dramas. You know, you got to kind of figure out how to navigate the page, get things set up. And then once you go, you start building from there. But here's the thing, I would just say from, you know, and I've talked to a bunch of people out there starting their own business or running their own business. Hey, do I need a website? I would say probably, yeah. If nothing else, it gives information, right? So let's look at it from, I think, the easier standpoint is Warhog Tactical. And again, yes, I'm in the firearms industry, but doesn't really matter what industry you're in. Hopefully you can kind of pull some information from this. So first and foremost, I need people to get to warhog.com. When they get to warhog.com, the first thing that happens is there's a pop-up to get them to sign up for my newsletter. Why? Because, you know, if I have their email list, then I can send them out, hey man, here's our early notification on class schedules. Here's our new products coming out. It's just a better way for me to communicate. So looking back at what we talked about with the whole social marketing, the problem is there, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, they can shut my page down tomorrow. I can pretty much lose, if you want to say, the quote unquote followers. But I would rather have a reliable email list that I can send those people that actually take the time, go to warhog.com, sign up for the newsletter. I can actually have interactions with them. So, you know, that's kind of the first thing. The second thing is you got to think about, you know, when you're looking at potential customers, industry partners, whatever you're looking to do in your business, what's more professional? Would you rather say, yeah, email me at warhog@gmail.com? Or would you rather say, hey, email me at this@warhog.com? you know, so to me, the having the warhog.com at the end just makes it better, more, if you want to say, official, official business, like, you know, whatever word you want to use. But to me, I just think it presents a better picture when you're dealing with a potential customer, you know, client, partner, whatever you're looking to do business. So that's kind of the pro with that. Now, when you're looking at kind of the website, yes, you know, you go to warhog.com, we've got the initial kind of landing page, little action video, because that's what kind of draws people there. Here's a quick overview of what we're doing. You can check out our training. You can check out the shop. You can check out canine accessories. So I've got a couple different things. So I am both a service and a product company. Now, when you think about kind of setting up your business, we talked about this a little before. If you're a service business, then that's how you're making your money, is by providing a service. But if you also have product in there, man, I can have somebody at 3 o'clock in the morning buy something and boom, I'm sitting there making money. So it's not always like, just think about balancing out, I would just say, your business being a goods and service if you can. Maybe if you're just a straight goods, cool. Maximize on that and just go from there. But, you know, you get kind of that page there. Again, people need to contact us, sign up for our classes. So again, this is where the whole e-commerce part comes in. You need a way that if somebody wants to sign up for a class, boom, they can sit there, sign up for it, you know, credit card transaction, which don't get me started on those, because you lose a lot of money, you know, typically 2.75% plus some type of mundane 15 to 30 cent processing charge. You know, it's just, it's a racket, man. The bank's got you and that's the way you got to do it. So I guess until Rick figures out a way that, you know, you can send money directly there without all these fees, boom, we'll be doing something. But I digress slightly. You know, a quick about page. Yep. You know, talk about myself, my experience, things we offer, things we do, you know, get into our law enforcement training. You know, we've got our industry partners in there. We've got trusted agents. We've got, you know, veteran businesses. We've got, you know, a training site, link to the podcast, you know, but really for me, a big one was when I lost Duco, it was doing something to kind of pay honor back to him. So on the homepage, yep, In Honor of Duco, picture him, quick link to the In Honor of Duco page. And again, we continually populate that going in there. So the other thing you got to look at is, cool, you've got your website up, you know, you're kind of building it as you go. Now, depending on who your provider is, you've got to look at your SEO or your search engine optimization criteria or keywords that you're plugging in. So again, Rick being naive when we first started this great journey, what did I know? Again, nothing. So I was like, hey man, if somebody types into Google Warhog or Warhog Tactical and I pop up as, you know, number one, two search, bam, I'm like, man, I am golden. Here's the thing, guys. Furthest thing from the truth, right? I didn't need people necessarily to be doing a direct search finding me. What I need is to do via search engine optimization using my keywords. How if, let's say, somebody hypothetically typed in law enforcement firearms training, boom, does Rick pop up? Or if they do law enforcement firearms training North Carolina, boom, is Warhog Tactical in those first little bit? Firearms training, you know, whatever on that piece. And again, you're going to have to adjust it for whatever business you're in. That's where I fell short. I did not understand search engine optimization. I did not understand keywords. I didn't know that every single picture I was putting on there, you know, I could put in there, Rick Hogg with Warhog Tactical teaching law enforcement firearms training, whatever the keywords I was looking for. So that was a huge mark that I missed and a huge mark we continue to continually to improve on the website. Another part that I wasn't super savvy on was blogs. And you're going to go, Rick, we haven't blogged since 1892. I'm going to go, correct. However, here's what blogs do for you. Blogs are a way that you can put added pages, again, enhancing your search engine optimization on your website. And again, get information out to your potential customers, clients. And then, oh, by the way, you can, whenever you get this information, because that's in essence what your blog is, I can send it out to those people on my email list going, hey man, here's a quick little tip on whatever. So if I opt to add a shooting tip, a shooting drill, you know, words of wisdom, whatever I opt to push, I can do that. So that's the whole driving factor with the blogs. And I would say, it wouldn't be my first thing I start doing when I get my website. You know, I'd focus on, hey, what's my homepage, probably a good about page. And then how are people actually getting my product or service from me? Those would be kind of my key things I would focus on. But then it's just, as you start building these pages, make sure you're sitting there, and each web provider is going to be different, how you get your maximum search engine optimization in there. What's appealing to the eye. And then you have to remember when you're building it, excuse me, that yes, you're probably doing it on your computer. However, there should be like a toggle button switch to say, what does the mobile version look like? Because you got to think, a lot of people will be searching you via their phones, which is fine. Just make sure that it still looks, you know, good. If you're adding any buttons, links, anything like that, double check them. What I recommend is get somebody else, you know, get other people's opinion. Hey man, what do you think? Do you like? Same thing with you guys. I'm going to solicit you guys, please. Go to warhog.com, peruse around the website, look at everything. Hit buttons, hit links, hit whatever. If something's not working, please let me know. I mean, you guys have been phenomenal just letting me know that I've been saying the wrong date for Duco. So again, it's getting that support, you know, from people out there. You know, have your friends, family take a look. Hey, is this pleasing to the eye? Is it not? And again, we spend a lot of time, you know, tweaking the website, adjusting it. You know, the core pages are the same, but kind of what's the content that's in there, slightly tweaking that as we go. So I would just say, you know, regardless what business you're in, I would say get you a website. That would be me. Find out what's going to fit your costs. You know, the one thing I will add with that is with Wix, I don't know, for whatever reason, our email campaigns are absolute rubbish right now. Meaning I've got people that have signed up for the newsletter, and I've yet to get a straight answer from these people. What is the backdoor issue? So for example, I've sent out email campaigns to people on the news list, and then I get this super crazy bounce rate of people not receiving them. Myself being one of those recipients, I know my email address is good, and I'm not even getting my own email. I know Mark hasn't, you know, Mark gets some, doesn't get others. So it's just like, that's frustrating, because again, if you have signed up for the email list, you haven't received anything in a while, I apologize. There is some backdoor issues going on that I just don't know what the drama is. So continually talking with those guys, spent God knows how many hours trying to rectify this. And then, you know, I got this one comment, well, you need to contact your web provider to find out why you had, you know, why it's bouncing from your own email. It's like, I am paying you for a service. Why, you know, ask them, why is it not working? Don't give me some mundane, now it's on me to go figure out. Nope. I need some answers on that. So, but again, tying back to your, you know, your social marketing part, to me, my call to action is getting people to sign up for my email list, getting that good continuity piece. I mean, I got it. IG, Facebook is great. However, does that really give me that good contact, because they could pull that rug out from underneath me tomorrow and I lost everything. However, if I've got a good email list, cool. Now we got some contacts in there. So again, do your research. I'm not going to tell you you've got to go with Wix. I mean, there's plenty of other ones out there. You know, look at WordPress, look at all these other different platforms. To me, that's the one that's worked out the best for us. I'm fairly happy with how the site looks, but again, it's on me to design. Again, because here's the deal, guys. When you're a entrepreneur, you're the marketing guy, you're the web designer, you're the SEO manager, you're the content creator, you're the secretary, you're the service providing, you're the fulfillment. It's a one-man crazy show until you start getting your business to the point where it's, you can start bringing in staff and everything like that. So, I would say kind of in closing, in wraps, get you a website, start playing around with it. And again, don't look for perfection out the gate. Get something going. You know, did I know all my keywords to start? Nope. Are we figuring out as we go? Yep. Are we continuing to learn today? Yep. So it's kind of like I look at my my website no different than I look at kind of the stuff we've told you. How can I make it 1% better every single day? Am I going to sit there on some days and go max effort and try to tweak stuff? Yep. Is there some days I've got other things on the plate that I've got to get done? Yep. So in turn, I'll just go back, kind of tweak some SEO stuff, check, you know, double check, hit the family up, hit the kids up. Hey man, peruse through the site and just hit some buttons and make sure the links are good and make sure they're not going somewhere else. Because sometimes, you know, we just make mistakes, wrong copy and paste, don't toggle a switch. And then next, you know, things aren't working like they are. But at least when you get that homepage, launch it out there, you know, and then just start building there. Cause you guys will see, depending the last time you're on warhog.com, you know, the homepage that I really focused putting a kind of a big memorial to Duca, we've trimmed that down a little bit. You know, we've pulled the video off, you know, we've pulled some of the pics. We've got kind of, yes, we mentioned him. Don't get me wrong. That will always be a staple of our website. However, it was kind of like, hey, we're rolling into the new year. Not that I care about dates to change stuff, but it's like, all right, you know, we've let that sit there for a bit. Hopefully people know they can still see and understand, learn about Duke. But again, we got to get the Warhog tactical side back up and running. Here's the class schedule. Here's what we got going on. And really, you know, just pass the word to your friends and family. You know, if you like what you're hearing as far as the show goes, please hit that subscribe button, that like, rating, review, all that good stuff, because that's the stuff that's going to help. That's the stuff that's going to kick this algorithm to get a better reach out there. And whether it's, you know, YouTube, newsletter, whatever we're doing from either the Warhog tactical side, Kelly defense side, you know, there should be some type of button somewhere just to make easy shares, you know, and on the share thing, that's another thing, you know, looking at your whole SEO thing. I learned that one as well, that when you share, what picture's popping up. So when I do that social share, I text somebody, hey man, check out warhog.com in honor of Duco. It has a picture of me and Duco. And in turn, there's a little thing that this page is in honor of combat assault dog Duco, who lost his battle with osteosarcoma 5 July 2021. And I think I put some other stuff in there, but you get the premise, you know. So again, at least when you're sending it to people, or people are sharing it, it's a quick boom. They see what's going on. So, but that's really it, guys. So I appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll kind of continue a little bit more on this whole entrepreneurial stuff, because I know some of you guys are out there just starting. And I get it, man. You got to start. If you sit there and go tomorrow comes and goes, right? If you want to get that website up and running, spend a little bit of time, do your research. I get it. You don't want to be like me. If you can, you know, if you can prevent it and be three web providers later, because again, that was just wasted time that I could have already kind of had something in stone. But, you know, think about grabbing that domain name, you know, kind of runs with your website. If that web provider's offering it, you know, to me, we've got kind of the whole Monty on the Warhog side capitalized. But again, why did I not go with, on like my web address, why did I go with warhog.com versus warhogtactical.com? And to me, it was just ease, right? I mean, it's simple letters to plug in. Warhog, just making sure people put two G's. Why do they need to put the tactical? They don't, you know, just warhog.com, get you there, makes things easy. Just think about that when you're doing your website, you know, as well. And then you can do plenty of searches for your names and see what's available and what's not. And yeah, man, get them and put them in the queue and just go from there. So anyway, guys, that's kind of it on, you know, do I need a website? I would say probably, yep. You know, and just keep doing as much research, learning as you go, improve your site, build your customer base, and, you know, wish you nothing but the best for super success with your business. God bless you. God bless your families. God bless our troops. And God bless the United States of America. Warhog out.